Abby reporting there. It's 7:24, Thoughts for the Day Now, and with us in the studio, Alistair McIntosh, who's a Quaker and Fellow at the Centre for Human Ecology at Strathclyde University. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. I'm sure that all of us have felt haunted this past month with what Kate and Jerry McCann must be going through in searching for Madeline, their abducted 4-year-old daughter. This kind of tragedy robs every parent of peace of mind. It challenges the whole of society as to how we can protect children without mollycoddling them. Probably the first reaction of many parents on hearing about Madeline was to think what folly it was to have left children alone in a hotel room. Well, it's easy in such awful situations to put the head before the heart and leap to judgment. But I'd be surprised if most of us didn't then start, with the benefit of hindsight, to reflect on the things we've done in life. Things that, but for the grace of God, we might not have got away with. I can remember times with my own children when, if the unthinkable had happened, I might have struggled to forgive myself. And if we think of those of us who drive cars, I just wonder how many can honestly say that there's never been a time when a careless manoeuvre combined with bad luck might not have resulted in blood on the road and a shameful summons at Her Majesty's pleasure. Today, Kate and Jerry McCann hope to have an audience as a Pope. If what they told the BBC last week is anything to go by, they'll probably tell him that no one will ever feel as guilty as we do. I'm not a Roman Catholic, but I do wonder what the Holy Father might find in his heart to reply. And I know what I'd love to hear him say. I'd love to hear him reassure them that the Sacred Heart of Jesus is always open. That forgiveness goes without saying. It's what the Christian vision is meant to be about. And so, walk on with faith into the journey of the rest of your lives. And that bad things happen to good people in this world because God gives everyone the choice of good or evil. It has to be that way so that our love can grow in freedom. But God's own love will never let your child go, nor you. That's what I delight to hear the Pope telling the McCanns today.
Thank you for that. Thoughts for the Day from Alistair McIntosh, and we will speak to our correspondent in Rome about that audience that the McCanns are having with the Pope a little later in the programme. It's 7:27.